Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for this segment and part of the next, we're going to take some phone calls for Dr. Glidden. Then I'm going to get into unbelievable news about the global banker dictatorship in the mainstream media, the executive privilege being claimed by Obama. This is total Nixonian type activity. That is all coming up. We've got Patrick Henningsen's article, Obama hides behind executive privilege and damage control over Fast and Furious, breaking at Infowars.com right now. So he's acting like a dictator more and more. Nixon didn't get away with it and committed far less crimes than Obama. I'm no Nixon fan. Going back to Dr. Peter Glidden here with us today, host of Fire MD Radio here on Genesis Weekdays. Find out more at GCNLive.com. Let's go to Kevin in Illinois. Kevin, thanks for holding your on the air with our guest.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm calling in because, you know, I'm sitting here listening to what he was saying about, you know, the MDs and whatnot. And, you know, I started thinking back to my past and how, you know, it is relevant how things are happening out there. You know, I've been on medicine practically my whole life due to ADHD and, you know, short attention span and whatnot and being hyper and whatnot. But, you know, they put me on Dexedrine, Depakote, Prozac, and, you know, had my family sign waivers saying that if something happened to me or if I happened to immediately get ill, that they want to be held responsible.
You know, that's a good point, caller. I appreciate your points on that. We got to move quick here. But, yeah, these drugs aren't even approved for children, but they give them to millions of them, and they have you sign waivers. And the children are drinking red dye, high fructose corn syrup, GMO, watching television all day, bouncing off the walls. And there's never a discussion of nutrition. Let's put them on amphetamine to burn their brains out because, you know, speed burns you out after a while. Let's put them on psychotropics and then watch suicide explode. I mean, this is sick what they're doing, doctor.
Yeah, and I'm the quack, right? My profession is the quack. As God is my witness, the only people selling snake oil in this country have MD after their name.
And because it's Rockefeller medicine to carry out eugenics, they've got a license to kill.
Yeah, they do. 780,000 people a year killed by MD-directed treatments. And when we get sick, what do? We still go to the MDs because we don't know there's an alternative. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, in order to survive on planet Earth, you got to find water and purify it. You got to live in houses, heat them and cool them. You got to eliminate waste. Well, there's one more thing you need to do. You need to secure all 90 essential nutrients and swallow them every day. If you do not do this, it is only a matter of time until something breaks.
Hey, folks used to make fun. Absolutely, doctor, go ahead.
One Alex pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month will change your life because it will be the first time your body has had all of the nutrients your body needs, and that is a game changer. One Alex pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. Try it. You do not know what you're missing.
Let's jam in. Barbara in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Alex, Dr. Glidden. My husband and I have been on the Alex pack for 10 days, and oh my goodness, it's absolutely tremendous. Our symptoms are going away. I've been on supplements, different supplements, for 40 years, and I've never tried anything that you know, makes me feel good. This is absolutely great. My question, though, specifically is, my husband's been on also antidepressants and anxiety for 40 years. And what a product do you have, if you have one, that we can specifically take for that? And is it possible to get them off of these medicines?
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, ma'am, I want to come back from break and have this answered then. Stay there. This is important. But I'm going to say this. I'm not going to get into the whole MD world and, you know, tell them what they should do if they're taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I know what medical doctors have said here. You better go off them very slowly if you do, because they will give you a serious chemical imbalance. And I know there's St. John's wort and so many other things that in double-blind studies have done better than Prozac. Look those up yourself. I'm not going to give you advice, but we'll see what Dr. Glidden says. Stay there. Barbara, straight ahead. We'll be back.
I've seen the Ungevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got joining us here in about 25 minutes, Mark Moreno from Rio de Janeiro at the Earth Summit World Government Meeting with big breaking news. I got a bunch of other news I want to hit here in just a moment. We're almost out of time with our guest here today, and there's so many points I want to go over with him. Barbara in Virginia, you're on the air with Dr. Peter Glidden. You had just talked about your husband on antidepressants for decades, and if there was anything natural that could replace that. And again, we can't give you medical advice here, at least I can't, over the air. I know what medical doctors have said about Prozac. You better go off drugs like that very slowly or it can cause a serious problem. They're very toxic. But I know there's a lot of herbs and things that I've seen in mainstream news, like St. John's warts and other things, that did much better in double-blind studies than Prozac and things like that. So let's go back to Doc to answer her question and then let Barbara from Virginia have a follow-up comment. Go ahead.
All right, very good. So the, from our point of view, the leading cause of anxiety is not enough calcium. It's a calcium deficiency. It's not a Prozac deficiency. It's a calcium deficiency. So if you have anxiety or panic attacks, then the first thing to think about is not enough calcium in the body. But really what we do, you know, if you have a problem with your bones, we give you the 90 essential nutrients plus extra bone support. If you have a problem with your liver, we give you the 90 essential nutrients plus extra liver support. It's not rocket science. So in this case, we give you the 90 essential nutrients plus extra stuff for your brain and central nervous system. So the best product that I've seen for that is something called Renew IQ. So, and I would double down on the calcium dose for 2 months. So take the Alex Pack, one extra bottle of calcium, and the Renew IQ. And if you, in addition to that, become gluten-free, it's really important that you stop eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats. This whole program will work much better and much faster. And when you do this program for 60 days, then you can go to a pharmacist and have the pharmacist give you a reduction schedule for your prescription medicines. Start to withdraw with a professional supervision and see how you feel. You do not have depression because you have a bad gene.
Hey, I saw a mainstream article last week I meant to cover where even mainline MDs were having to admit that a lot of people they say are schizophrenic or people that they say have mental illnesses or depressed, they were admitting that it was mercury poisoning in some cases or Lyme's disease. I was reading in some states they estimate up to half the population has a Lyme's infection. And when they go into the MDs, they send them to a psychiatrist, and they've got people in the funny farm with Lyme's disease. They find out, put them on antibiotics, and they're not schizophrenic anymore. I saw that last week.
Well, you know where Lyme disease came from? First case of Lyme disease was in 1975 in Lyme, Connecticut. You know it's 10 miles away from Lyme, Connecticut across the Atlantic
Plum
Ocean?
Plum Island.
Plum Island, baby.
Well, you know I was looking into Lyme disease?
Government facility. Yeah. And
you know
on
I was
Plum
looking
Island,
into it?
You know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who?
No, I'll tell you why
yeah,
I'm looking
Plum
into
Island,
it.
Yeah, I've treated more cases of Lyme disease than any other naturopath in history. I had a private practice in Cape Cod, Massachusetts for 12 years. It's like the second highest density of Lyme disease on the planet. On Plum Island, in the government research facility, they had a separate wing for tick-borne diseases. And then all of a sudden in 1975, we have Lyme disease. Where the heck did it come from? Yeah, I tell you where it came from. It came from Plum Island. It was a government-created
bug. Well, wasn't it deer swimming across? I mean, just a mile or so to the mainland?
Well, yeah, that's how they got out, because one of the ways that the Lyme parasite persists is it lives in a tick that feeds off of the blood of the deer, and then the microorganism, the spirochete, goes into the blood of the deer, and then, you know, it's a whole life cycle. But, yeah, that's how it got away. Yeah, but all of a sudden, in 1975, there's a tick-borne disease that never occurred before. Lyme disease is in the same category of illness as syphilis is. Syphilis has been around forever. And it's the same microorganism that caused it, but Lyme disease only since 1975. Don't you think that's...
Let me ask you a question. What do you do naturally? Because the MDs won't even tell you if you have Lyme disease most of the time. They want to, put you on drugs. They want to keep you sick. If you do get Lyme disease, what's the healthy way to deal with it?
Well, you want to take the healthy Alex pack, because everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients. And this is a holistic phenomenon, folks. You need to have everything, all the pieces need to be in place. You need to have
everything. So you're saying the general public is debilitated. That's why things like this are able to affect them?
Everybody is undernutrified. Everybody is nutritionally deficient. Every single solitary person on the planet is eating the wrong food most of the time and is completely nutritionally deficient. When you clean your diet up and take the proper supplementation, most of your health concerns.
All right. We've got it at InfoWarsTeam.com. I'll have to look into that. Ma'am, does that answer your question about your husband and whatever prescription drugs he's taking for...
Great, that's going to do it. I'm going to, and as I could tell everyone, just to go try the Alex Pack, you would be amazed at the results. It is, I can't believe what's happening. Finally feeling good.
All right, thank you so much. And again, that's just what we're calling it at InfoWarsTeam.com, that Dr. Wallach says is the most important group of vitamins and minerals to take. We're just calling it a particular pack, the Alex Pack, to explain that. I want to go to a bunch of other calls here. I could have you on all day. I've got to get to another guest and all this news. But it makes my head spin here to think about. Here's an example. My dad growing up in East Texas, we have a ranch out there, and there's a large black community out there. and you know, the family's friends with all these black families that have been out there forever. And there's all these old black women that routinely live to be 85, 90, 100, 105 years old. And, of course, the old-time white folks did this, too. But people make fun of them locally, going and digging out the clay, certain clays, and then taking it home and eating it. And the old black women swear that you need that clay to be healthy. They don't even, you know, in the wives' tales, even know what minerals were at that time. But that's what the old-timers would do. They would grind bone meal into all the bread that has the minerals in it. I mean, there's an example right there of what the old-timers knew. And here are these black women living to be 100 years old routinely. But then black folks in the cities today are dying at what, average age of about 65?
Yeah, and the MDs say it's genetic, and it's not. And that makes you, Alex Jones, the smartest man in class because you are 100% spot on. There's only one place that minerals are found. It's in the soil. But minerals are not evenly spread out in the soil. So unless you are collecting minerals from some source like clay or, you know, the longevity supplements and swallowing them, you have a mineral deficiency. And it is just a matter of time until something breaks. And one of the keys to long life is mineralization of the human body.
So, I mean, I would imagine those black women eating clay, that probably went all the way back thousands of years to Africa.
Yeah, I mean, it's the, you know, the body knows what the body knows, especially when you get out of the way. And I was given a lecture, I think, in Utah, I think, a number of years ago, and I was talking about the whole mineral thing, and a woman sprang up in the back row. She raised her hand, and I normally don't take questions, but she was going crazy, and I said, "What?" And she said, "I have to tell you this, Dr. Glidden. When I have never told anybody else this. When I was pregnant, I used to sneak out of my house in the middle of the night and go to this one piece of property that we had and eat the dirt. And my baby was healthy." And I said, "Well, yeah, your body was telling you what you needed to do."
No, but a lot of women have that phenomenon of going out and their olfactory nerve picks it up and eating dirt. But that's very common.
Yeah, and the reason that we're inclined to do this is because there's stuff in the dirt that the body needs because we are so unbelievably under-nutrified.
Well, birds eat dirt.
And it is the obesity. Weight gain is not a disease of excess. Obesity is a deficiency disease. Obesity is a deficiency disease. When your body runs out of the stuff that it needs, the 90 essential nutrients, it knows that it is running on fumes, and it is afraid because it knows your heart's going to go. It knows your liver's going to go. It knows your brain's going to go. So it forces you to eat in the desperate attempt to fill the nutrient tank up. But the food that you're eating doesn't have the nutrients in it that you need. And so you go to Olive Garden, you eat 2,000 calories, and 2 hours later you're hungry again. And then your MD tells you your stomach's too big or you're lazy or you don't exercise enough. And it's wrong. The only reason we gain weight is we eat too many calories. And the only reason we eat too many calories is because we are running.
Amazing. Let's jam in another call here. This is amazing info. Riley in Detroit, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I had a question for Dr. Glidden. I've used the plant-derived minerals for a while now, and I noticed on the back there's some trace elements of, like, lead and arsenic. I was wondering if you could touch on that and just to make sure it's safe. And really, I didn't understand what that was.
Okay, good. Well, you know, we do a lot of myth-busting here in this business, and I spend a lot of time myth-busting what conventional MDs do, but there are a lot of myths in holistic medicine as well. Lead is necessary for DNA synthesis. You need it. Arsenic is necessary to keep your immune system healthy, and actually one of the leading, they don't do it in that many hospitals anymore because, you know, it's not a conventional drug, but arsenic is a really good treatment for leukemia. It's one of a really good treatment for some forms of leukemia. You can take too much of anything, right? Too much sunlight will kill you. Too much water will kill you. Too much lead is bad for you. Too much arsenic is bad for you.
Well, Doc, tell me if I'm wrong, because I looked into this too, and there's some other vitamin companies that do it as well. This tiny trace amounts, because it's needed to trigger the other minerals and vitamins together. It doesn't unlock the key unless there's that tiny trace amount. And then just like mercury that's in fish, mercury's really bad for you, but it's bound to the fish.
You should have been a doctor, Alex. I mean, you're again the smartest.
Well, no, that's just the research. No, I mean, I've just read research papers.
Look, Well, look, I'm telling you, man, you are absolutely right. The body needs a little bit of lead. It needs a little bit of arsenic. It needs a little bit of minerals that most people would incorrectly consider toxic. It's not the mineral. It's how much you take. And if you don't have enough, it's a much bigger problem than getting too much.
Does that answer your question, Riley?
Yeah, I got another quick question for you real quick. I've been taking, like, Ezekiel bread, and I was just wondering what you thought about that stuff.
What do you think of the stuff that's...
Don't do it. Nothing with wheat, nothing with barley, nothing with rye, and nothing with oats. And I have a... Go to fireyourmdnow.com, and there's a whole video against that called Against the Grain.
All right. Amazing. Amazing info. I got to let Dr. Glidden go because I got a bunch of news and other guests.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best durable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will snow out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Oh man, this show is is just going by so fast, and I've got so much news we've got to get into. Makes my head spin. By the way, we do have that Mars attack video where I'm making the point that they announce the drones, they announce they're armed, they start arresting people on their farms and ranches with them. It's in the Associated Press, Reuters. Legislation gets introduced to say they can't do this. The military can't operate domestically. Police shouldn't have armed drones. And they had literally more than 500 articles in the last week, 300 the last 2 days, a bunch of them saying, I'm crazy, I'm a liar. I could spend hours on this, but I got other news I've got to get to. And that Drudge is evil for covering drones and that it's not happening. They actually say it's a hoax. There's no drones. Because they know people now had a backlash. They're like, oh, no, no, it doesn't exist. Crazy people, crazy people. And that's the equivalent of Mars attacks. You know, this is a real military tactic. At Waco, they're ramming the church, burning it, machine gunning people, the flare footage shows, announcing, come out with your hands up. We are your friends. Tokyo Rose, you know, in all these different wars, they have loudspeakers in World War One on both sides saying, come out, we're your friends, then shoot them when they do. This is a military tactic you use on enemies. So here we have the drones. This is satire before the New York Times runs with this. Here we have the drones over Vegas helping the population and telling everybody, don't run. We are your friends. Here it is.
Don't run. We are your friends.
And again, let's play that one more time from the start. Because this is the proof that the Martians are our friends. If Martians were real and they landed with a bunch of drones and were hitting people with a particle beam instead of sodium fluoride and GMO food, and everybody starts dying, they would just announce, we don't run, we're your friends. And the American people, the people of Europe, are programmed. They'd say, oh, really? You just vaporized that guy, but you said you're my friend. The government is here to help you. Obama shipped guns to Mexico and got caught lying about it to blame the Second Amendment because he cares about us. He paid $20+ billion of our tax money to ship General Motors to China because he is our friend. Here is the proof. The Martians say so. Here it is. I mean, they say they're our friends. I mean, it's true. It's a conspiracy theory to say that anyone would lie to you. They are our friends. There are no drones. There are no drones. There are no drones. They said so. I thought I'd go over that then, since they say they don't exist. Document cam, please. Before I get to all the news today, I mean, I only printed like 15 or so of the articles where it doesn't exist and I'm bad and evil, and so is the evil Matt Drudge. Listen to this. Los Angeles Times, police employ Predator drone spy plane on the home front. And it goes from the Air Force Base in North Dakota, help local police with surveillance, raising questions, and it goes on about the arrest of those people. Okay, that's L.A. Times, and this came out December 10th, 2011. There's been more cases since then. Oh, here's Wired Magazine. Drones set to invade national and state parks, 64 bases to surveil the surrounding areas. Oh, here's BBC. Spying on Europe's farms with satellites and drones. Ongoing. Exact same thing. Runoff from cows, dust, huge fines, BBC. May I heard of them. Oh, here is the Associated Press. Drones at home raise fear of surveillance society and goes on to admit they're arming them and everything else. In fact, where's my stack of armed drone articles? You can just type in police getting armed drones. You'll get CBS News, Associated Press. Here it is. Revealed 64 bases on American soil for drones. Wired Magazine. Here's another one. Senate bill aims to crack down on domestic drone surveillance. Oh, I thought that didn't exist. First American arrested by aid of drone argues Fourth Amendment violation. New American. That just came out yesterday. Doesn't exist, though. It's just everything's fine. Don't run. We are your friends. The military's plan for drones at homes. PBS. Doesn't exist, though. Talk of drones patrolling U.S. skies spawns anxiety. They're already patrolling. They had one crash last week in Maryland. Drones flying the unfriendly skies. On and on and on. And I got a CBS article here where they admit Texas police getting armed drones. I mean, this is all here. Here's another one. Is that really just a fly? Swarms of cyborg insect drones are the future of military surveillance. Now, here is the stat right here of news. This is just some of it. Saying, I am a liar. And there's no drones watching farmers. Oh, no. And they go, that particular case was humans in aircraft for the EPA spying on farmers and ranchers. But it doesn't matter because our article linked to drones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Earth Summit Plus 20, disgusting global government conference. If he doesn't get on in the next 30 minutes, that's okay, because we'll get him tomorrow. Moncton's on Friday. They're both there. They've got breaking news. But he's having something technical on his end, so we're tracking it right now. He can be on with us any minute. Let me finish up with drones. I want to get into secret EU summit document shows first step towards banking union. Oh, that's my exact words. For a decade. Implode Europe, implode the U.S., implode North America, implode Asia. All the others are just satellites. The trilateral plan, merge the 3 mega blocks. I read that from a book written in 1971 we didn't intend to do a plug here, but it's available at InfoWars.com, back in print, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, Gary Allen with Larry Abraham. <laughs> 1971, I read this in the late 80s when I was a teenager. Amazing. But side issue. The point is, I'm going to get to that in a moment. So I just went over just a quick reprint of just stuff the last few weeks about arresting people with drones, watching farms, spy satellites watching people, Denver Post, government agents from the EPA, in Cessnas flying around. Now they're buying drones. That's the big announcement. $40-plus billion dollars to buy tens of thousands of them. Washington Post reporting it. And so there was a big backlash. Drones were one of the big hot items, just like TSA groping. People are angry. State reps were coming out. Congress, Rand Paul in the Senate, members in the House. Legislation to say you can't have the Department of Defense involved domestically, and you can't have drones without warrants. Oh, if you type in drones today into a search engine, there's over 500 articles in the last week. If you type in drones and click Google News. And I spent over an hour and a half this morning scanning through them. A lot of them are the same articles republished, just saying none of this exists. And crazy people, bad people made it up. Now you've heard them announce the drones. You've heard them push them. You've heard local police and governors and all saying how great it's going to be to have armed drones. And then you're told none of it exists. Here is the Missoulian newspaper out of the Billings Gazette. Rob Berg backs off claim of EPA drone surveillance. And then they actually, later in the article, just say, oh, well, this particular operation wasn't drones. It was Cessnas with EPA people watching the ranchers and farmers to start writing them giant tickets. If any brown water, you know, where cows are walking around by creeks, runs off, giant fines. Remember last year they were giving $2,000 a day fines for dust in barns? Hay dust is now evil. But big giant agro, they're exempt. And it goes on, the drone stories were circulating for several days in the right-wing media before he wrote Jackson, because it's a big thing in Montana. Conservative talk radio host Alex Jones, you know, that's because Obama's in office. If I criticize Romney if he gets in office, I'll now be a hardcore Marxist, they'll say in the news. It's always the same. Because you got to be a conservative or a liberal, not just a common-sense guy that wants freedom, with no agenda but freedom. Conservative talk show host Alex Jones published a bogus drone story. I published a bogus drone story. There's no link, by the way. When they link to InfoWars, it's just to InfoWars. Our articles were linked, by the way, to government and media press releases. They just linked our site and say we're bogus. That's why you're discredited. That's why InfoWars is a lot bigger than your little nothing rag. You may dance around all day that you're the establishment media. It's over. We make mistakes sometimes, and this wasn't one of them. But you guys do what you do on purpose, don't you? Conservative talk radio host Alex Jones published the bogus drone story on his website, InfoWars.com, on June 4th, complete with a photograph of a military drone flying through the blue skies. Funny, I just showed you LA Times, Wired Magazine, you name it, about thousands of military drones operating inside the United States and people getting arrested, citizens, with local police liaisoning with the Air Force drones. I mean, I just read to you mainstream articles about 64 bases at national parks to fly around the surrounding areas. But again, don't run. We are your friends. It doesn't exist. So we've got that report. Here is Media ITE. Pew! Those unmanned EPA drones. Can you guys cue up the Megyn Kelly clip from the so-called news show there on Comedy Central? Those unmanned EPA drones spying on farmers were really just manned airplanes. Oh, and it goes on that Matt Drudge, just the one with Matt Drudge, and there's a bunch of them, and Alex Jones, boy, they got caught. So did Fox News. Boy, they got, there's no drones. And there's articles out there about drone hoax exposed. It never happened. Really? Now, there's no drones arresting people in North Dakota because they supposedly wrestled cows. There's not drones watching people. That's not happening. Even though there's literally hundreds of articles admitting it. Remember the salacious story from several weeks ago that the United States Environmental Protection Agency was using unmanned drones, much like the ones used in war on terror, to spy on Midwestern farmers? You might have seen the story reported on Fox News and corrected today below. Yeah, because they told him, oh, those were actually manned ones in that operation. And by the way, Fox wasn't even wrong. They just do that. They tell her, read off the teleprompter, say you're wrong. And now there's no drones. There's no airport checkpoints either. There's no highway checkpoints either. There's no Obama Fast and Furious. It didn't happen. It was all a hoax. He didn't do anything wrong. It was also reported in The Daily Show and on other blogosphere. And The Washington Post reports the story simply wasn't true. The EPA isn't using drone aircraft anywhere at all. Really, I just got a whole bunch of articles saying they're buying a bunch of them. I mean, this is crazy. The story originally appeared on several blogs, picking up traction after the Drudge Report linked to InfoWars article on the story. Fox News, America Live eventually did a report, which were covered here, featuring host Megyn Kelly and Stuart Varney decrying the idea of unmanned drones would be used to enforce EPA regulations. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw articles a few weeks ago where the EPA, in fact, guys, look this up, EPA to use drones to check for pollution. I mean, I saw that article. Just type it in. I'm just going from memory. EPA to use drones to track pollution. They were saying, again, this is how they, and you watch, the drones are being rolled out, and we'll be sitting there in a few years with them flying over us, and they'll say, oh, well, of course, we always were going to use the drones on you. They do this to neutralize opposition. When they see opposition forming, they neutralize it, saying, there's no fight. TSA says, we don't grope. We don't grope. None of that's going on. None of that's happening. And then, remember, oh, we're not groping old ladies in the private room. Turns out they are. Oh, there's no radiation from the scanners. We're not searching kids under age 11. Turns out they are. They lie. They lie to you. And again, our article on the subject, we wrote a couple of them, links through to the announcements of the drones for law enforcement and EPA operations. Snapping photos of livestock farms from an airplane is legal and cost-effective way to help protect Nebraska and Iowa streams from runoff contamination, say officials of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The agency's aerial surveillance program came under scrutiny last week when Nebraska congressional delegation sent a joint letter to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson. The elected officials asked Jackson to reply by June 10th to 25 questions, including whether federal law allows such surveillance. On Friday, EPA officials in the agency's Region 7 office provided written response, and it goes on. And again, they're announcing that all of this, drones are already being used to arrest people on their farms. I mean, what about that? Let's continue right here. Oh, but none of this is happening. Here's another one out of the Washington Post. Reining in the rumor about EPA drones. Yeah, and the NSA, too. They're not spying on you, even though they admit they are. Yeah, let's rein that in. Or the rumor that Google's really NSA, which is now admitted. Or the rumor years ago that Google was stealing people's passcodes in their little mobile trucks, now admitted. Or the rumor. False reports on EPA drones over Midwest farms alarm public. That's another article here out of MidwestDemocracy.com. And they just go on to say, none of it's true. There's no drones. Here's another one out of the Los Angeles Times. Lie about EPA spy drone thrives in right-wing blogosphere. I mean, they're announcing 30,000 drones in the Washington Post to surveil everything. I remember articles 5 years ago about spy satellites being used to watch people and farmers in Colorado. I just read the BBC where it's happening in Europe, and they just say it doesn't exist. See, that's the tactic. Roll it out. There's opposition. Oh, we never said that. Did you hear the one about the EPA spy drones that are darkening the skies over America's farms and ranches? And it goes on, no, that is not up for a funny punchline. There really have been reports of drones casting their evil robotic eyes down on the heartland. Hey, guys, type in the article about the drone crashing last week. Wasn't that in Maryland or the one in Colorado that almost ran in to the passenger jet? I mean, oh, none of that's happening. And they have a graphic here that says, see, they're real. One of them EPA spy drones was hovering right above the barn, and I blasted to kingdom come. The evil man, see, he's stupid. Drone, that was Grandpa's fancy antique weather vane. She knows best, that idiot with a gun. She'll show him. How's your testosterone level doing? Keep drinking your BPA. They are simply another example of paranoid political lunacy being magnified a million times by the blogosphere and Twitter. And it goes on to demonize anybody that covered it or went over it. So, again, you heard them. There are no drones. They're not watching you. The EPA is doing nothing. I mean, yeah, they got manned aircraft up there watching it, but that's not a big deal. It's not drones, even though they're arresting people on their farms with them. But, hey, what's wrong with that? Cattle buzz by government flights, but not by drones. Miami Herald. So, see, everything's fine. Go back to sleep. We call this now drone denial. And it just goes on from there. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me move right along to this little tidbit. This is out of the London Telegraph. Headline, secret EU summit document shows first step in banking union. We have it blurbed at Infowars.com. Here is the full article. London Telegraph exclusive. Exclusive secret EU summit document shows first step to banking union. That's, you can actually pull up our articles where we've called it that. It is a banking coup d'etat, total takeover designed to implode Europe. A classified draft of next week's EU summit conclusions is the first step on an emerging roadmap, that's a quote, to a banking union pooling debt via euro bonds and political union via EU treaty change over the next 10 years. The text, published exclusively in the Daily Telegraph, is secret, restricted for eyes only of diplomats and officials preparing the 28 and 29 June European Council in Brussels. Most of the text, the annexed compact for growth and jobs, are deals on project bonds and other small-scale EU initiatives at Frans Koos Hollande is trumpeting in his 120 billion euro growth pack. The first, which, of course, would be loaned by the bankers out of fiat. You loan the bankers money, loan it back to you at interest. The first draft is relatively unconventional because the euro, bond, and banking union issues are currently all too sensitive to be committed to paper for officials. Other so-called non-papers are circulating at top-secret level between the national capitals and Brussels. The difficult issues not included in the draft are PM items, Prime Minister, in the draft, other financial stability measures, and PEC report on EMU. Let me turn the page there. Yeah, just move it over to the right a little bit, because when it's cut off there on the edge, you can't really fully read that for people that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you. And then it just continues into the article, and I guess in the printout here, I didn't get the final page of that. Will you guys reprint this for me? Because I have InfoWars version and their version, but not the actual article. Here you go. I'll just give it to you. Or if you just put it on screen, I can probably just read it off the screen. This is breaking right now here on air. If we can just put this back up where I can read it, I'll just read it off air. That's why I was having to say that, so I can actually just read this. I'll be able to do that right here. But the point is that they're announcing that banks are going to basically run everything and that the government of Europe is just an unelected bureaucracy with ceremonial organizations that are in place there. The EU Parliament is just ceremonial. They just sit there. And again, we'll put that article. Can you guys put the Telegraph back up on screen for me? I don't need it reprinted. We can just put it back on screen. That'll just be unbelievably awesome. There it is. And, okay, fine. Just scroll it up. I can probably read it still. And then it goes over the whole map. There's a map right there, how the banks are going to run it. And the Council of Europe that's unelected. And then, of course, they have the Parliament. But, again, they don't have any power. Countries can send their minions, but the unelected bureaucrats are exempt from their own taxes and their own laws. It's all right there in the Council of Europe. And it says in the documents that the big banks, I remember reading it this morning, basically will completely rule everything. And it's a banking union, a government of, for, and by the banks. And again, now The Economist magazine and others have openly bragged about this. Translated from Brussels jargon, the PEC president of the European Council report will be Herman von Rompuy's preliminary text of the future of economic and monetary union. This will be circulated in sealed envelopes next week because the slaves aren't allowed to see it, but it's been leaked. The separate text will be roadmap to banking union, polling debt via some kind of euro bonds, we knew this was coming, and political union via EU treaty over the next 10 years. So go into debt to bail out the bankers predominantly. The media tells you you're doing this because you're lazy and that the debt's yours. Then you create euro bonds to pay the bankers back interest because you bailed them out. That's how this works, if you can imagine that. It is unbelievably off the charts crazy. Now, continuing here with the news, Obama has announced executive privilege and says Congress, just like Nixon said, has no power to see the documents he said didn't exist. He's been caught lying about that, completely Nixonian. And the question is he above the law? He says he can kill U.S. citizens without a judge, jury, trial, or arrest. He says that our military is under UN command. He says he's God. And as much as I love to hate Obama, he's just a puppet. This is what the criminal interests that have merged with this global corporate empire want for this country. And they say, despite the fact Obama has declared executive privilege, they are going to still bring Holder before them and still going to have a contempt vote. So it's on now. This is the perfect time for Obama to start a new war or stage a terror attack and blame it on his political enemies. Here's Fox News. Isha pushes ahead with Holder contempt vote despite Obama intervention. Representative Daryl Issa said Wednesday that he is pressing ahead with a committee vote to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress despite an 11-hour move by President Obama to exert executive privilege over the Fast and Furious documents at the heart of the dispute. Will not produce the documents, and they can't believe that people would actually call them on something. Why don't they just say in the news, there's a hoax? ATF doesn't exist. Obama doesn't exist. Just like the drones. They just spent 6 months telling us they're going to run our lives with drones. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low
low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CatPinkSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest bring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Scary that the TSA was grubbing people, but they've said they don't do that, even though it's on thousands of videos. So I feel better now. They also say mercury isn't bad for you in the vaccines, delivered right into the bloodstream. So I guess everything's okay. And they also said that, you know, Al-Qaeda is good now and can basically take over countries. They were bad, but now the media says they're the good guys in Syria and Libya. So I don't have to worry about Al-Qaeda anymore. And, you know, like I said, they say they're not launching drones anymore. They've said it over and over again, but I guess that was a mistake, because they say now there's the drone stuff's kooky. I mean, if you're trendy and cool, you don't even recognize drones. In fact, if one flies over your house, you didn't see it, because you're not a crazy person. You're a trendy, cool person that thinks everything's fine. You know, also, I want to apologize. When the Stuxnet came out last year, we came out and said it was Israel and the U.S. government launching it, because we had IT experts on who identified and analyzed it. And we said it was used to shut down the Iranian nuclear program. Of course, here's the Washington Post now agreeing and saying we were right and breaking it, because they say so. U.S.-Israel developed flame computer virus to slow Iranian nuclear efforts, and it's part of the Stuxnet. But again, I want to apologize that I was right and say I was wrong. Okay. Because the government says we should give our rights up on the web because of Stuxnet that they launched, just like they run Al-Qaeda, but we should give our rights up because Al-Qaeda, we need to be groped by TSA, but they're not groping us because they said so, because don't run, we are your friends. I mean, they're good people. They care about us. They ship guns into Mexico to help people get the evil guns confiscated here. Here's some good news. Monsanto faced with paying $7.5 billion back to farmers. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article, and it links through to the different articles down in Latin America. Monsanto may soon be forced to pay as much as $7.5 billion back to farmers who say that megacorporation took their rightfully earned income and taxed their small businesses to financial shambles. Yeah, because the seeds don't produce enough seeds. It all started with a monumental lawsuit launched by over 5 million farmers against Monsanto, looking to recover financial losses from ridiculous seed taxes that bankrupted many families down in Brazil. Back in April, a Brazilian court ruled that Monsanto absolutely was responsible for paying back the exorbitant amounts of cash back to farmers, ordering the company to issue back all the taxes collected since 2004, a minimum of $2 billion. Afterwards, Monsanto appealed the decision, and the case is now suspended until further hearing is instituted by the Justice Tribune, the local court stationed in Rio Grande do Sul. And it just goes on. You should read that full article. The value involves could total $15 billion of their currency, equals $7.5 billion U.S. And it just goes on. I mean, Monsanto's got some really monopolistic practices. And, well, they're nice people, though. They did bring us Agent Orange, dioxin, and aspartame. They got aspartame approved. They bought the company Searle that had it. And they're just good people. They're good people. When their crops infect yours, they trespass, take your crop, find 1% of their genetics in it, and then have courts they own rule against you, and they're trespassing, and they take your property. And I think that's good, because they're our friends. They said, don't run, we are your friends. I see their billboards up on the highway. Says they're friendly. Says they want to help us. Says they care about us. I mean, it must be true. These are good people. Very good people. I mean, look at how much they're helping Greece. Greece's ailing economy grinds to halt. Turns out all that austerity stalled their economy further, so they can't pay back the debt. That was the plan. That's what the bankster gangsters do.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.